Valley Metro cut transit service this week as ridership has been plummeting. The coronavirus pandemic caused a 50% decline in light rail use and 45% decrease in bus ridership. The transit organization has stepped up efforts to clean trains, buses, and facilities. It's also imposed social distancing measures to limit the potential spread of the coronavirus. Joining us for a few minutes is Scott Smith, CEO of Valley Metro. And Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So no one can ever anticipate this kind of thing happening, but since you've been an elected official as well, how do you approach something like this?
Well, as with any crisis, you do two things. First of all, you try to understand what's going on. You come up with different contingency plans, and you plan not only for the crisis, but you start planning also for the long-term recovery. And right now we're in crisis mode, but we don't want to do things that we might regret down the road. So there's always a balancing act. How do you handle the present day problem? And how do you preserve a system which is so critical to the community?
So you cut back service this week. Tell us about that decision.
Well, the service decision is based not so much on loss of ridership, because whether you have 5 or 500 people, we are critical to essential people. I've had hospital CEOs reach out to me and say, please, a large number of our workforce depends on public transportation. I've had others who've asked us. So we view ourselves as being in business regardless, as long as we can maintain safety. Our decision this week was made primarily based on safety considerations, making sure we had the right equipment, were able to sanitize, create separation for our operators, and also being able to help our passengers create the kind of or maintain the kind of social distancing and separation that will keep them healthy also. And that's one reason why we cut service this week. For example, in Tempe, we have the kind of buses on the orbit that only have front entry, and we've gone to a rear entry bus, which helps maintain separation with the drivers. And so we pulled those buses out of service, and that causes to reduce some service in Tempe, for example.
Scott, how do you try to maintain social distancing? I mean, do you sort of deputize drivers to make sure that people are sitting the right distance apart from each other?
Well, the good thing about this crisis is that most everyone has the message, and you find that that riders themselves are good at operating or creating that social distancing. The other thing is we have had a drastic reduction in ridership. People are staying home. And so we found that it hasn't been a huge issue so far, because if you look at buses, if you look at the light rail, people are trying to distance themselves. And there's only so much you can do besides hoping people will use common sense and use their own better judgment to maintain that distancing.
Scott, we've talked many times before about how transportation is changing around the Valley, how people use transportation differently. And we don't know the answers to any of these things yet, but just based on you're trying to plan an unknown at this point, how do you think this changes in any way the perception of public transit? Does it cause a bump for a while? Do you get people back on the buses and back on light rail as soon as you can?
I think that's going to be the big question for everybody. We don't know what our society is going to be like when we do get through this. And we will get through this. I think one thing of public transportation that has become apparent is a renewed recognition that it provides an essential role in our community. You can't really separate public transportation from the transportation as a whole. We have been at the forefront, and our employees and those who are putting literally their lives at risk every day to provide a very, very essential service. And that's one thing that has been good, as it's caused us to step back and realize that there are components in our community. And you've heard us say, garbage collection, grocery stores, things that we take for granted have now become critical. How that will change when normalcy returns, whatever that may say, that's going to be the big question. We don't know.
And how are the transit workers feeling, Scott, and how are you trying to keep them safe in addition to what you already talked about?
Well, everyone's concerned. Transit workers, anyone who's on the front lines, whether they be medical workers, as I've said, people who are in the food business or transit workers, we're all concerned. We don't quite know how to view this virus other than we know it's bad. And we know that when it happens, it's bad. We're doing everything we can, from sanitizing buses, trains, paratransit, providing as much as we can in protective equipment based on supplies, to physically separating our operators from riders and asking riders to do the same, But there's still this uncertainty out there that people feel like we just quite don't get the whole picture. You know, as we move forward, we're going to continue to do what we can to make sure we have as safe a system as is humanly possible, mm-hmm. and provide this critical service.
Scott Smith, CEO of Valley Metro. Scott, thanks. Be well.
Thank you. You too.